This is Harry Hog Football, the original Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about the sale and more about the sale and training camp. This and much, much more live with Aaron and John. Yo, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Excellent. Dude, I don't know what was going on there, but I had zero control of the volume of the intro music. It was just like blasting through.
If someone comments on it, you can bring it up on the podcast, on the chat.
The
video part of the podcast, in the chat. You can bring up their things like my here we go. Oh, where'd I go?
Oh,
where'd my here we go go?
Oh, hold on. That's not it. There you are. All right. So in case you guys didn't know.
And there's no way that you don't know. Snyder's gone.
Yeah, but before we get into all that, in addition to the new feature that I know all you YouTube watchers are interested in, and all of you Discord watchers. Now the YouTube, if you go into the YouTube chat and chat, it comes up on the podcast along with the Discord chatters. So for example, Taffy Woolback, welcome to the show, is hanging out in the YouTube chat. And they texted right in there, and it pops in, and then I can put up our feature chat. So that's cool for us. It's high tech. Hopefully people can hear this recording.
Hooray for us.
Celebrate. Anyway. Welcome to Harry Hog Podcast episode number 577, in which we have a lot of sunshine and rainbows to talk about.
Trey Johnson episode.
DJ Cool Four just tried it from YouTube. He's a YouTube watcher. He's felt so sheltered since we didn't have this feature until now that's cool that he's in there. So anyway, dude, let's just jump right into this. I'm ecstatic. It's like we won the Super Bowl.
It is. It really is. This is like the Super Bowl of the generation of people, which are the generation after us, because you and I lived through the four Super Bowls, three victorious Super Bowls from, 17, 22, 26. But the next generation has only seen sorrow and destruction. So it really is the Super Bowl for that whole generation.
Oh, dude, I'm pumped.
There's nowhere to go but up from here.
Dude, I'm so pumped. Like, people are coming back in droves to the team, unless it's all a media scam. But it looked like training camp was packed.
There were 10,000 people at training camp last Saturday. 10,000 people went to training camp.
10,000
Like, they ran out of tickets. Like, you can reserve tickets. To go in, you have to do that, by the way.
Not only did they run out of tickets,
commanders.com.
They ran out of free tickets because, unlike the previous owner, whose name should never be said on this podcast again, they didn't try to charge fans to come see practice. They didn't try to charge for parking to come see practice. And the word on the street was they were giving out bottles of water so that people didn't die watching people practice, that they paid to park and paid to come see practice.
Yeah, because it was 95 degrees.
You know what else is going to be 95 degrees in that stadium with all the people?
Going to be driving up 95 from Southeast Virginia.
I want to see the stadium
going to this year.
I want to see the stadium packed. I wish I could go opening day. I wish I could so much, but I've got
against the Cardinals.
My niece is getting married the night before, so I don't know.
You're gonna tie one on that night.
Woo!
Ding dong, Snyder is gone. Brock Taylor from YouTube is put on there. Dude, I'm so happy. I'm so
everyone. There's no there. In a town that has such divisive politics, everyone wanted Dan Snyder gone. Everyone.
People.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone. There's people coming out of the woodwork. It's going to be so interesting to see that first game and see how full the stadium is, you know, and like how many people are actually wearing Redskins attire instead of the opposite team. Not that the Cardinals travel very well, but, you know.
Right, yeah, especially now. But they used to be in the NFC East once upon a time.
And the word on
the
street.
Boys.
Like, I didn't know all of this about Josh Harris and Mitchell Rails and those two dudes until I saw that introductory, I guess, press meeting? What's it called? Press conference. Thank you.
Press conference.
When he was talking about how he, like, I knew that he grew up in Maryland, but I didn't know that he, like, went to RFK all the time and, you know, watched the games and... I didn't know he was that big of a fan, and it sounds like he was a true fan. And the Mitchell Rails guy even sounds like a bigger fan when he was growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like him and his brothers would get on the bus to come to RFK to watch the games. And I thought it was funny that like Josh Harris said that he was on the waiting list for season tickets when he was a kid.
Yeah, I remember reading that. I was like, you and a bunch of us too.
Yeah, but
and now
oh my
he
gosh.
Owns it.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like a dream. It's almost like a dream.
Well, it's going to be a dream until we start that first game and our guys actually are playing and we'll see exactly what we have with Howell back there. Or maybe Jacoby Brissett, depending on what happens in the preseason games. We'll see.
Let me tell you this. I've been thinking about that whole Howell thing. If Howell turns out to be the player that we saw in the preseason last year and the game against Dallas.
One game.
I know it's only one game. But what about Brock Purdy, dude? He came out of nowhere. He played well.
Dude, Brock Purdy has played 700% of Howell's snaps. He's played seven games. Howell's only played one. Brock Purdy at least has a half a season.
No, what I'm saying is Howell came out of the fifth round. Brock Purdy came out of nowhere and did well when no one expected him to. At least Howell was at one point predicted to go in the first round until he had a lackluster year, which people claim because he lost a lot of players around him at North Carolina. All I'm saying is if Brock Purdy can come out of, I don't even know what school he went to, can come out and do as well as he did, signs are positive so far in the small body of work we've seen that Howell could do the same thing. And if Howell can do it, our team is stacked, dude. We're stacked.
Yeah, I mean, we're...
I haven't seen
us
this stacked.
The only thing we're really missing is quarterback right now. And early reports from camp, what's his name? The Thomas, the tight end.
Logan Thomas?
Logan Thomas, yeah, he's apparently he came back in the middle of last year, coming back from the ACL, and he looked kind of banged up, honestly. But that's what happens with ACL; you have to have some time to get it back, unless you're Adrian Peterson.
Also, dude,
it sounds like he's really ready to play, and it sounds like he's looking good. And don't forget Cole Turner, man, that's who I'm telling you.
Frosted Haas is
the tight end of the future.
Frosted Haas.
He is.
Back to the Logan Thomas comment. Remember last year around December when Logan Thomas's wife was like on Twitter or some kind or X or whatever it's called now, social media, and was talking about like kind of poking at Norv Jr., like not using him in the red zone. and maybe some of it was Heineke, who knows? But you've got, between that, if that was at all true, that he was being underused.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's better ACL-wise, and the fact that you've got Eric Bieniemy, who loves big tight ends in his
scheme. And little teeny tiny receivers, too.
In his scheme.
In his scheme.
He could, him and Frosted Haas could be set up to have a big year. All I'm saying.
This is part of the reason that Eric Bieniemy came to Washington is because he wasn't really doing the play calls in Kansas City. He was doing a little bit, but he wasn't planning the plays and everything. That's Andy Reid. That's what he's known for. So we're going to see him doing a lot of stuff, and I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff that he has gleaned from Kansas City's offense to throw down in Washington and start. I mean, we're going to see so many things, and you've already seen them. If you watched anything for training camp, you've seen like some of the trick plays are just like, I saw that in Kansas City last year.
It's going to be like watching a new team from ownership level. Boring offense is gone. We're going to have our own fans in the stadium. Let's get to the stadium. Let's get to the stadium comments from Josh Harris. As immediately as he comes in, he knows that the stadium sucks. But did he do something that the former owner would have said and be like, oh yeah, we're going to work on building a new stadium. Don't worry about it. It's going to be 5 years from now. No. He's like, we're going to fix the stuff that's broken in our house because we're throwing a party every 2 weeks. And do you want people coming over sitting on broken couches with broken TVs everywhere? No, we're going to fix that stuff.
Like it's in college, like some frat house.
He's like, no, we're fixing up this. So he's going to fix it up. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're probably not going to have railings that break. In fact, I think I saw a tweet where they've already fixed the railings, but they're not going to have sewer water spilling all over the few fans that are there. I can tell you that much. Yeah. They're not going to have a Sean Taylor family in front of a porta potty with a mannequin, whatever that was. They need to redo that.
Oh yeah.
They need to redo that.
So speaking of that whole Sean Taylor fiasco, what do you think about Jason Wright? I mean, he came in as the general manager. We knew he was just going to be a yes man for Dan Snyder. And you could see him like last few months before he finally left, that he was really kind of distancing himself and trying to get away with that. And I know some of the stuff he did was because of Dan Snyder. But it's really interesting. Like, do you think he's going to show himself, or is he just going to be another like just crappy GM? Because I mean, we got a new owner.
He sucks.
We still got the same GM. We have the same coaching system. All those guys. I mean, they want to know the team that's on the hot seat the most, it's got to be Washington. It's got to be for the GM and for that, and for the coach.
Dude,
coaching staff.
You asked me how I felt about Jason Wright. I can't stand him, dude. He needs to go. Jason Wright needs to go. He will. I don't think it's going to be too long for Josh Harris to figure out that. How do I say this? Jason Wright's services are no longer required.
Your services are no longer required.
Plus, yeah, he needs to go. I'm done with him. I never really liked him to begin with.
Because he was a Snyder yes man, just like everybody else has been.
Speaking of someone else that got kind of cut, Julie Donaldson apparently has been demoted.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I read that she is no longer vice president doing all that stuff, but she's still on the radio broadcast. Everybody else, anybody else, just like everybody else, the whole team, seats are hot, man, especially for those three people.
Dude, I don't know if this is even possible, and it's probably not because I don't know his health situation, but could we once more hear Frank Herzog?
He has said himself that he's retired at this point. He can't really do it.
Oh my gosh, just to hear touchdown, Washington Redskins. Like
Redskins.
That would like when I would hear that growing up, it would be like chills on my spine.
It was like the Hallelujah chorus was what's raining down on you.
It's just his voice, touchdown, Washington Redskins each time.
Yeah.
He's to the 30, he's to the 20, he's to the 10. Touchdown. Oh man, I love it. And it's on our intro, right? Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, good so he's stuff, he's though. Not going to come back. But wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
They need to redo a bunch of things. We can get to the team name in a minute. But they need to redo that Sean Taylor thing. They need to redo the Sonny Jurgensen was it the Ring of Fame or retired his number? They need to redo that because that was
not big enough. If he's still able to go.
Yeah.
If he's still able to get to the stadium because I know he's pretty advanced now.
Dude, I'm loving seeing these dudes from the YouTube chat coming in because we haven't had that before. Filthy Lucre. Is that how you say it?
Lucre.
And DJ Cool 4, Brock Taylor in here, Taffy Wolbach.
Yeah.
And no one is in the Discord room tonight. I guess we didn't publicize this too well, that we were actually coming back from our, well, from my Hawaiian vacation.
Summer holidays, yeah.
Where my hair is looking very bleached, not gray, bleached from the sun.
Brah.
What's up, brah? Anyway, so let's talk about the name situation, which has also been kind of odd since the new owners have come in.
Well, Ron Rivera himself was quoted as saying that they've been using the term Redskins a lot around there because it's what everyone knows, because everyone hates Commanders. Everyone. It's the one last vestige of Dan freaking Snyder that's in the DMV area. And that needs to go as well.
Yeah, we need to get that out of here. Just gone. Just we don't need anything left from that man connected to the team.
I think Harris is aware of it. But again, he knows there's so many things to deal with. Especially now, because like training camp has started. Like everyone's in camp.
Mm-hmm. They put on pads today.
Brace on his leg. Yeah, they put on pads today, and those humongous puffy helmets with the
gazoo.
They're even bigger. They're like padded on the outside, like they look
like B-Rob's. What was that thing called? Fathead.
The fathead. It's kind of like the fathead. The fat hat.
B-Rob. Yeah, I mean. I've been paying attention a little bit to the camp stuff, you know, besides the fact that it's been full of people. Sam Howell, they've said, has been looking pretty good. Receivers looking pretty good. Chase Young, I heard Ron Rivera saying that he's looking back.
He's not wearing a brace on his leg anymore.
Montez Sweat, he said, was picking up where he left off. Did you hear this? I heard that Jack Del Rio was experimenting with 5 down linemen on defense.
Down linemen or defensive backs?
Down linemen.
Oh, because
a 5-5-1. What are they doing? 5-6.
Of course, we've got. You know what it is? It's jamming freaking Davis.
He sucks.
And that whole thing with him maybe going to jail for a month. Which it sounds like he should if he's driving over 100 miles an hour and a 45, not even on a highway. It's like a
neighborhood.
45 miles an hour.
Like Virginia Beach Boulevard. Yeah, yeah. And the worst thing is, I could be wrong on this, but wasn't he one of the, like when DeShazer Everett, you know, had that situation where his girlfriend died because of the wreck from him speeding? Wasn't Jamin Davis and someone else in like a car behind them? Or am
he was
I
in a car ahead of them?
It was him, though, wasn't it?
It was him in St. Juice. He was him in St. Juice, yeah.
And you didn't
and
learn.
And he has another thing where he's like, he's dry. That seems to be his thing. Like, you know, he's a great, you know, kid with multiple, both his parents in the military. He says, yes, sir, all the time and everything. But that dude has got a lead foot. And if he has done everything that they've said in these different cases, then yeah, he does need to go to jail for 30 days.
But
like,
you would...
I mean, Jason Worth went to jail for like a week, didn't he? From the Nationals. Same thing.
Like he, you would... he needs to go to jail. He did. You wouldn't think that someone that close to, you know, that DeShazer Everett thing would go out and do this.
Yeah, yeah. That's after seeing that, and he's still driving around like that.
Yeah, I heard that he put in a plea bargain for like, I'll go to jail for 8 days, and the judge was like, no.
Yeah, yeah, that seems to be the thing. And so now, I guess Jack Del Rio is like, all right, give me another fatty, put him on the front line.
No, let's get back to this, because you know how I hated the 3-4. I hated it. I was like, we need fatties up front. So when I heard that they were, whatever, dabbling with 5-6, I guess. I don't know what it would be. 5-1-5? Is that what it is?
5-1-5? That's what it sounds like, because it's going to be
Kalik
like
Hudson.
Joey Barton or Kalik Hudson back there.
Cody Barton. Anyway. Dude, think of who the five linemen were, though. It was Montez Sweat, Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne,
Young.
Philadelphia Mathis, who's back.
Speaking of ACLs, he's coming back.
I'm excited to see him, too.
What's his Achilles? I can't remember. I want to see what Philadelphia is going to do.
So you had Philadelphia.
He's a huge dude, man.
And then Chase. 5-2-4-5-1-5 is what DJ Cool 4 is saying.
It's like we're talking about soccer formation.
The Buffalo. What do they call this? The Buffalo. I don't know.
If you've got 5 DBs and 5 linemen, it's got to look like a plain sandwich. It's just like a little bit of meat in between 2 humongous buns.
But think about it, dude. If you were a quarterback, how would you like to see those 5 dudes coming in at your offensive line?
You know that it is that when you get that ball on the throw, you got to throw that ball quick.
You got to get it out of there, dude. Deron Payne, like all those dudes, and then Philadelphia Mathis, who we haven't seen. Now, you know, they might be vulnerable, and I'm not going to claim to be like, well, you know, I'm sure there's dudes like, yeah, but these dudes are going to be wide open because whatever, you know. But they're not going to have much time to get downfield to the safeties, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, and if we have a better secondary with this Foster... Forbes. That's Emmanuel Forbes.
Toothpick.
That guy is turning heads. He's a skinny little dude, but he is turning heads in camp. He is.
What did he do? I haven't heard much. I haven't heard anything about what he's done. I heard he made a pick.
Some people just have a knack of knowing where the ball is and being around the football all the time. He is one of those people.
They're called ball hawks.
Ball hawks, and he has a lot of awareness. If you want to do like a video game comparison,
yeah,
he has a lot of awareness in what's going on. So
those dudes are like really good at reading the play and poaching, and they poach the quarterbacks too.
Yeah.
I can't
remember the last time we had a defensive back who was really good at poaching quarterbacks.
You know what I can't remember?
It was really refreshing to see 7 sacks, though. I can't remember the last time we had more than 2 or 3.
We need to hear from the 5th.
The 5th needs to be back. He said he was coming back. Well, he said he would be back when Dan Snyder sold the team, but then he also was like, I'm out since they changed the name from Redskins. But if Josh Harris changes the name back, he's got no excuse. Oh, my gosh.
Who knows what's going to happen with all that?
Dude, you know what
else? I just know that Commanders just sucks. What a terrible name.
Dude, you know what else I loved about this whole sale thing is who he brought to the press conference, sitting front and center, Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
Daryl Green,
Magic Johnson is an owner who's going to be a lot bigger than his small share in the team is going to show, that's for sure. We're going to see a lot of him.
You're going to see all the alumni coming back. Joe Gibbs is some kind, somehow like a, not an owner technically, but is financially intertwined with Josh Harris Group or whatever his entertainment, sports blitzer entertainment, whatever that is.
So if that's the case, that means he owns a football team, a basketball team, a hockey team. He partially owns a soccer team in England, top tier. And now he owns like part of a racing club, basically.
Yeah. Dude, and something multiple,
like NASCAR winning whatever it's called now. It used to be called the Winston Cup way back in the day when they could use like cigarette ads.
Dude,
but I don't know what it's called now, but he's got multiple of those too. He's what a great story. What a great life.
Something else I love about the Josh Harris sale that we didn't think about when we were talking about Bezos all the time. And I didn't know.
Yeah.
He basically said that he would not have went out and got all this money together to buy this overpriced team if it was not this team, because he's a fan of this team. So it's not like him going and buying part of the Crystal Palace. Like he said he stretched because it was this team.
Wow. Stretch for that 6.05.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a bid for like 4.25 million or billion for the Broncos, and then like the Walmart family stepped in at the last second and took it away from him.
But basically, when he said that this came up, he was like, oh yes. Like it was like perfect, a perfect match, and that, you know, he probably wouldn't have paid that much if it was any other team.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not like he got a brand new awesome stadium or anything like that. He got that crappy FedEx Field. So
yeah. Sorry, I got a text from some dude I haven't talked to in a long time, and I was like, that's weird. Let's talk about the new stadium. Where would you like the new stadium to be, John?
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe RFK?
And how possible did that look, John, when it was Dan Snyder running the team? Zero chance. D.C. hated him.
All three.
Virginia hated him. Maryland hated him. No one wanted the team. He didn't have – I think that had a lot to do with the sale and the NFL. Like, dude, you can't even get a new stadium because no one likes you.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh Harris comes in, and within a week, you've got the governor of Virginia at training camp, the governor of Maryland at training camp. He's met with the mayor of D.C., the mayor of D.C. out there putting stuff up about, you know, how she wants them. The best place for the team is at RFK, where they actually won. And then you've got Congress, some dude, I don't even know where he was from, Kentucky or somewhere, introducing a bill that would make RFK, the RFK site, under control of D.C., right? Instead of the federal government.
Yeah, letting D.C. rent it, basically, from the federal government. And that would make it open for being,
can you imagine,
I don't know what to even call it, like the Harris Dome.
Can you imagine in 3 or 4 years us going to a game at the hallowed grounds of RFK Stadium and they call it like new RFK or something?
New RFK. Oh, man.
That's what everyone would call it.
That's what we would all call it.
Everyone would call it the new RFK. Everyone.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine that. And who, what was it? Filthy Lucre put up here a little bit ago. This about this year, about Dan Snyder. What if so many tickets are sold for home games that they have to open up the barricaded seats? This year.
Oh, man. Where our seats were.
Our seats were taken behind, out, I think.
Our seats were taken out. They're behind what is now like the chain link fence in the back.
Yeah.
The chain link fence and the boarding over it.
And a lot of them are just boarded up and covered, but a lot of them they physically took out so that Dan Snyder could falsely claim that he was more at more of a capacity at the stadium than he really was. That's how this dude was just he was just a piece of work. Man. A piece of work. And now, like, just like that, it's like the coin has flipped over. The leaf. It's a new, we flipped over a new leaf, dude. Whatever that actually means in real
life. Flipped over a new leaf.
We flipped over a new leaf, dude. That's going to be the name of this podcast. We flipped over a new leaf. I want to talk a little bit.
And that leaf is burgundy and gold. And that's another thing they're going to be doing is looking at the new uniforms. And they don't have to wait the 5 years because they're new ownership groups. So they don't have to wait whatever years to watch
or change the name.
Artwork.
Or change the name. Because the people were saying we couldn't change the name because it has to be 5 years, but I read that there's a loophole in there under certain conditions, one of which is new ownership.
Yep.
There are exceptions for that. But here's the thing. Do we have to wait any years for them to fix the colors on the uniforms? Can't they do that now? You can easily get something together in 1 month that looks better than what Jason Wright and Dan Snyder came up with in 3 years. Anyone can.
I don't know if Nike can do that.
Nike can do it.
I mean, these jerseys that we've got right now were probably constructed a year ago.
They can do it, dude. It's how many people on the squad? 54? They can come out with the ones that they sell. Dude, China could come out with them tomorrow. Think about it.
What is that site? DHgate?
DHgate.
Buy.
They unveil a new jersey today. By 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, DHgate is going to have replicas of it. So you're telling me that Nike can't make them in a month? They can.
Yeah.
It's all money. Yeah. Money. Stop the presses. Josh Harris just paid us this much to get these new uniforms in. They can do it. They got to at least fix the colors, man. Come on, that cranberry. Which I will say looked better in real life when I went to that one game last year than it does on TV. It's hard to explain. But
at a distance, yeah. Yeah. At a distance, it kind of did. But I mean, these uniforms suck. We have these crappy white ones with the cranberry crimson on there. We got those kind of McDonald's looking burgundy ones. And then we got those Pittsburgh Steeler black ones.
Yeah, with the shiny helmets. Like, if I was going to have a muted helmet, it would be on the black one. But whatever.
Oh, yeah, man.
Anyway, so he can fix that. Fix that like slow, weird fight song that we thought was fake and it wasn't.
With Brittany Houston.
Brittany Houston.
Who was Brittany Houston?
Remember, it was so bad and we're like, that can't be the actual song. That literally can't be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It totally was. But anyway, they can fix that. I also heard that he's did you hear about this? They're already redoing the scoreboard, making some big flatter scoreboard that lets them put more seating in or something. I don't know what the deal was with that.
I haven't heard of that.
I'm going to Google it real fast.
Speaking of that scoreboard, do you remember? And this ties into a story that just happened last week where somebody got fired. So do you remember way back around the year 2000 or so when you're at the game and we always saw those three dudes that were down there with their arms, they were and you could and they also would like do this thing with their arms, like you couldn't see what was going on with their hands. And there was that guy that was always going, "It's third down."
Yeah. Who was like...
Well, that who said that third down thing was Don Geronimo.
That was that guy?
Time. Yeah, that guy who just got fired for acting like it was still Dan Snyder's football team when he was there at training camp. But they were just like, no, cut! So that was Don Geronimo. So way back 20 years ago when you and I were just like, I hate that guy's voice. It's like everything about the Redskins back then, especially, it was just like, Dan Snyder screwed it all, man, but he's gone. He's gone! I'm so excited. I was disappearing on the camera.
I just looked up the scoreboard upgrade, and there was an article from March 23rd that said, NFL World Blasts, Commander's Ridiculously Tiny Scoreboard. But anyway, they're supposed to be working on that. I don't know. It's going to be like everything about the experience at FedEx this year, I bet, is going to be way better. Like every single thing.
Oh my goodness.
Toilets that
and
were.
And you know, like we used to go to a game a year, and a lot of times we would go up there because it was just easier to travel and everything. And, you know, I mean, there's all this bad stuff, but we still had a good time at games.
Yeah.
But now, just like, fixing the railings or like firing the beer guy in the upper deck that was charging an extra dollar for beer and pocketing all the extra dollars he was getting.
Yeah, what was that
like,
all
like
about?
Just change that kind of thing, man.
Yeah.
I can't. And yeah.
So are we still trying to go to the Giants game? Is that what we're working on?
I can't. We need to look at that. We were looking around like November.
I'm pulling that up right now.
Let's 23 see here.
I can't wait to do my precarious predictions this year. All right, go ahead.
By the way, we signed a running back named Gore.
Frank Gore.
G-O-R-E. Frank Gore. No, it's not Frank Gore. It's his brother, Derek.
Derek. Derek Gore. What do you know Derek about Gore. Good old Derek?
Well, Derek, who may or may not be his brother, was out of Alabama, University of Alabama.
Yeah.
Roll Tide. And also Louisiana Monroe.
Roll Tide.
And also Coffeyville Community College. And since 2019, he's spent time on the practice squads of the Chargers.
Superchargers.
Yeah. Kansas City Chiefs, the New York Saints practice squads, and also was on our practice squad in 2019.
Did you
remember this guy?
You said the New York Saints.
No. I said the Kansas City Chefs and the New. Oh, did I say New York?
New York Saints.
I said the Kansas City Chefs and the New York Saints.
The Giants game.
The New Orleans Saints.
FYI, the Giants game is the 19th, 3 days after my birthday. It's my birthday game. We also have the. Oh no, that's an away game.
Which one?
The one before that against the Seahawks. And then we've got the Cowboys 4 days later.
I don't think we're gonna go
later.
To Washington State. Yeah, the that would Cowboys. Be kind of cool to see.
Yeah, but we're not going.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I want to go to a... I actually, you ready for this? Want to go to a game at FedEx this year.
I think everybody
blow
wants
your mind.
To actually go to a game at FedEx this year. Finally, because we can.
Yeah. And we're not giving Dan Snyder any money. So how about that? November 19th is what we're looking at. It. I think it's going to be the official HHF meetup game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be.
Mark your calendars, boys and girls.
Of all ages, it's going to be the November 19th game. Hanging out with Harry Hog Football.
November?
Hanging out with...
19th.
Oh, what's his face? How am I not remembering the guy's name? Chef. And the cooking guy before the games that does all the charity work.
You're talking about Tailgate Ted?
Tailgate Ted, yeah. I was like picturing him, but I couldn't remember like what his name is.
We'll be there.
It's even alliterative. It's great.
Dude, I saw a post of his last week when he was at training camp. Or maybe he was at the what was the thing before the training camp? Like the press conference or something. It was either training camp or the press conference, and he was there. And he took a picture, like he does, of the one Cowboys fan, like standing there for no reason. Like, why is he here? He took a picture of him, and all it said in the caption was, "This guy needs a hug."
I swear we ran into him like back in the day when we went to Art Monk and Daryl Green's Hall of Fame ceremony.
Induction
in Canton, Ohio, and I swear we ran into him because I remember a guy that looked a lot like him right after someone was like, there's a Cowboy. There was like 90% Redskins fans there. There's like one guy in a Cowboys uniform. And people were like, there's a Cowboys fan, blah, blah, blah. And he turns around and goes, there's always effing one. So I don't know if it was him or not. And this was like back in the day. So it may not have been him, but the guy reminds me of him at least.
Dude, can I point? I just wanted to call something out about how we.
I called it.
Is that Josh?
Yeah, I want to point something out. Harry Haddock football has been around since 2005. And in those 18 years.
Original podcast.
Of doing podcasts. We have had two shirts commissioned that we have made to sell. Two. Each of them were campaigns. Each of them shortly after release within 2 months. What our shirt asked for was granted. The first one, right. Vote yes on 81, was to get Art Monk elected to the Hall of Fame, and that happened shortly after release.
Absolutely.
The second shirt was this year that we made in – no, we made it in November, right? Somewhere back in November.
Yeah, last year.
Before Dan Snyder said he was thinking of selling the team. We made the sell the team shirts. And both things have come to fruition. I'd like to think that Harry Haddock football has some positive influence on change.
Ah, presence.
But we can just sum it up as...
Presence. I called it.
Is that Josh broadcasting from his home in Scotland?
It show is. No, it's not. It's the soundbite. Josh just went back to Scotland today, or last night, so he's probably asleep by now. Took the red eye. Okay, let's talk a little bit.
Well, if he's in Scotland, he might run into Dan Snyder, because he's going to buy what's-his-face's like soccer team over there, because no one over there knows what he did over here in America.
Dude, Dan Snyder, I heard, put in a bid for Tottenham Hotspur. $6 billion.
He might be able to afford it now.
He can afford whatever team he wants, pretty much. Except for an NFL team, because they're not letting him in.
yeah, exactly. He can buy what he can go buy. I don't know.
No one wants them to buy him.
I don't care. I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned Derek Gore, who was a Chief, reunited with Eric Bieniemy. We also signed this dude a few weeks ago called Byron Pringle, who is apparently, you guys know that last year we had Dax Milne, who I'm already predicting is going to get cut this year, returning kicks.
Yeah, I agree.
Byron Pringle apparently was brought in to compete with Dax Milne and this unrestricted rookie undrafted free agent Kazmir Allen, who I think went to like some California school, didn't he? UCLA or something? Where did he go?
I think.
Yeah, he did go to UCLA. I just brought it up.
Yeah, okay.
So apparently.
I came from Kansas State.
Who did?
Kansas State, this guy, Pringle.
Yeah. By way of the Kansas City Chiefs. But this rookie dude, Kazmir Allen, apparently was a hot commodity on undrafted free agents, from what I hear. And I don't know what his stats are, but apparently he was a good returner in college. So for us to up our... I like how we're not doing these splashy things, but we're addressing... needs. Like, we need a kick returner because our kick returns sucked.
Ugh.
They sucked. 4 yards Dax. That's what we call
Absolutely.
Them. And both of these guys, is there any need for Dax Milne to be on the team this year? Like, you've seen our wide receiver group, right? We've got...
Dude, we might have to cut De'Ami Brown.
We're not cutting him. I've heard he's been playing awesome in camp.
It's because he used to play with his quarterback at UNC.
Yeah, I don't think we're cutting him. He's the fourth receiver, I think.
He may be the last receiver. He may be the fourth, I guess.
No, we got to keep five. We got to keep McLaurin. Samuel, Dotson, Brown, and either I'm going to say Kazmir Allen or Pringle. Or maybe this Marcus Kemp dude who we also got from the Chiefs, right? Yeah. And he returned kicks. Not so great, but he returned kicks. So, I'm just saying.
And we also signed a kicker. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We also signed a kicker.
I'm glad you brought that up because I know how much you love Joey Sly, Mr. I Can't Make an Extra Point. But I didn't like him.
Whoa, look at my arms, man. I'm cut.
Dude, he only had like, I heard this the other day. His percentage on extra points was like 27th in the league, dude. 27th.
That sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, so they brought in, who is this guy? This kicker?
Michael Badgley.
And I've heard of him before.
I've heard of him.
Let me see. Did he play for the Lions? Who did he play for?
I was thinking the Lions or the Bears.
I don't know. I'm on some site and it's telling me.
Ah, man.
It's telling
me. All I know is that those guys are competing in camp right now, which is good because Joey Sly needs a kick in the pants if he's going to keep this job.
Yeah. Yeah, Joey Sly. Oh, and let's talk about other. Did we talk about on the last podcast that Norwell was cut? Because he wasn't yet.
No, dude. Norwell is cut. Thank goodness. What a terrible. Him and Trey Turner. Trey Turner got cut. He tore like a tricep the first day of camp with the Saints this year, so he's out for the year.
Who?
And I was really
Trey Turner. The other guy that got cut.
The other guy, the two of those terrible offensive linemen we got last year, last of the Commanders.
Dude, I'm looking at our roster, and we are like so much more stacked than I've ever remember us being since we started this podcast. Like, look at the defensive line players. That's insane.
Our worst positions are, like, kind of offensive line, honestly.
And linebacker.
But, again, I don't think we're going to... I mean, we're not going to have more than two linebackers on the field.
How is he still on the team, Troy Apke?
I've heard he was... I sure heard. I mean, he's fast.
Troy Apke just keeps hanging around back there. Oh my gosh.
Really?
He's got to be cut. We got Kendall. We got Christian Holmes. We got St. Juice, Wild Goose. And
Wild Goose.
And our new guy, why isn't he on here? We got two new guys. What's the guy you talked about him a little bit ago? Forbes. Why isn't he listed on our secondary?
Huh.
That's weird.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's so early.
Or maybe whatever this is Yahoo Sports. Maybe they messed up. Yeah, Forbes.
I'm looking on commanders.com.
Is it better now? Immediately since Harris took over? Did they get rid of these media guys or has he not had time to get in to see how bad they are?
He has not had time yet. This is all from last year. But I mean, again, they just put on pads and those humongous padded helmets today.
It's all from last year, man. Do we have any news from today's training camp is my question. Hopefully no one got injured, knock on wood.
Yeah. It just sounds like this team is ready to go. And I mean, they've like to a man have said that it's so much better not having all the headaches of off the field and having 10,000 fans on Saturday. What a great day of training camp.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, I'm looking at the, who is this guy? Like, Hogshaven puts together like little conglomeration of all the tweets from the days from the different reporters and things. Another huge crowd today, stands full, and lots of standing room only people. Guess who the first player out was today?
Chase Young.
Nope. John Roy Ridgeway. That dude is a hawk.
Yeah. Dude, they could put him in as the fifth linebacker. Just stick him in between Allen and Payne and Ridgeway right in the center. If they put five linemen up there. Oh,
that's what
man.
I'm saying, dude. Our roster is so stacked, we're forgetting about dudes that can actually contribute.
Yeah,
like, oh
like
yeah,
John
we have
Ridgeway,
that guy.
Who will like body slam somebody.
He suplexed that guy. Like WWF style or E.
Man, I'm so pumped. Today is the 1st of August. What is the first preseason game?
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh my gosh, we're only a few weeks away. I'm getting even more pumped.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, our first preseason game is on the 11th. We're 10 days away.
10 days away from our first preseason game because we only get 3 now.
Oh, I forgot about that. But that means we get an extra regular, so that's even better. So our first preseason game is the 11th at 7:30 versus Da Brown. Dude, should I go? How long a drive is that for me? To Cleveland.
That's a long way up there.
For a preseason game.
Well, do you remember how long it took to go to the Hall of Fame and add on like 45 minutes?
I want to say it's like 5 or 6 hours. I'm not going up there for that. And see both of the buildings.
Because you got to go up through like Cincinnati from where you are.
Yeah. Let's see.
And a humongous dump in the middle of Ohio near Columbus. That massive dump that's right next to the interstate makes like Mount Trashmore
and
Virginia Beach look like a little sand hill.
And it's got like a giant American flag on the dump. And all those like methane tubes like just burning like torches, you know?
Burning.
It
sounds pretty nice. Like if you drive by at night, you're just like...
Put it on recycle air. Put the recycle air on. So, okay, so then on the 21st, we've got at home versus the Ravens at 8
p. Right.
And then our final preseason game is going to be on the 26th, also at home versus the Bengals. Like, if that one was here, me being in Louisville, I could have easily went to that one, but it's going to be in Washington. And then we open on the 10th against the Cardinals, and I feel sorry for them. But it's interesting, like, all the games are spread out by 10. Well, the first one's 10 days, then only 5. And then between the last preseason and the first opening game, we have a full 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks. So that's good.
Wow.
And isn't there a new rule? Like, there's only one cutdown day this year? Something like that?
I think it's only one cutdown day. Like, everyone gets cut at the same time.
Yeah.
Unless they do something in camp egregious or, you know, like Willie Mays Hayes. And gets cut.
New NFL rules. Let's see.
New NFL rules.
Have you looked at these?
Not
at all?
Lately. I guess.
We can talk about this on the next. On
yeah, I was
the
about
ne-
to say,
another
we
podcast.
So
we don't have to do this.
Next one.
We can round this
like,
thing
I
out.
How many? Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Dude, I'm so pumped. I'm so excited to go to a game this year. It's just gonna be great. I can't wait. It's like a new dawn.
Yes, it is, dude. Well, let's round it out.
Yeah.
If this music's gonna be super loud and I can't control it, I don't know why I don't have any control over it. Oh, there it is. Okay. So for some reason I was controlling all of the sound from the music except for the one that was going to my headphones. Okay. Anyway, like to give a shout out to everyone in our YouTube chat room that now comes on to the podcast along with our Discord brethrens. Filthy Lucre, I hope I said that right. DJ Cool4, who's been a long-time YouTube viewer. Brock Taylor, hanging out in there. Taffy Woolback. And then we had Chris Comerton over in the Discord room. But a lot of the usual suspects not in there. Maybe next week they'll be in. Because next
Kenny
week,
Ken was going to a baseball game up in Toronto.
Yeah, so. Kenny Ken's up there. Dude, next week we're going to be getting ready for the game on Friday.
Dude, that's awesome.
So.
So cool.
Oh, I'm getting an error on YouTube for some reason.
Uh-oh.
Call well, is buffering.
Round it out if it's doing that.
Yeah, let's round out. I'll fix that later. But anyway, I think it worked fine. Anyway, yeah, let's give a shout out to Jeff Harris for buying the team. Martin Rails.
Josh Harris.
Who did I say?
Jeff.
Josh Harris.
Dude, we're getting old here at Harry Hog Football.
Josh Harris, don't call me Jeff. Martin Rails, Magic Johnson, and 15 or so other people that do not include RG3.
That do not include RG3. Man. He just needs to stop talking.
I'm so done with him. Anyway, send us an email, hhfpodcast@gmail.com. Give us a ringy ding ding on our hog line at 202-735-1788. And of course, and join our Discord room, dudes, where people are in there 24/7 talking about the burgundy and the gold. And that is tinyurl.com/HarryHF for that invite. Did I leave anything out?
Twitter or X. You can check us out at Harry Hog, H-A-R-Y, Hog.
On X.
On X. X.
X. Anyway, I think that about rounds it out. We'll talk to you guys next week. Hail to the Redskins. And as always... if you see a Cowboys fan, you know what to do.
Joke
'em!
They just got a guy that was busted for PEDs, by the way. Damn Cowboys.